Good news, friends. David Horn speaking at this time. I'm bringing you another message from the book of Hebrews. In a preceding broadcast, we spoke to us on good things to come, and we referred to chapter 10, the law having a shadow of good things to come. Now, at this time, I'm going to read out better things than the good things that were mentioned, and here they are. In verse 11 of chapter 9, we have these words, "But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come." And the one we're reading about, the one we've just mentioned, is the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. He came bringing life and light and salvation to every mother, son, and daughter of Adam's race. This was a very costly thing for him. He had to leave the heaven's glory, and he had to come down to this sin-cursed earth, and secondly, he had to make his soul an offering for sin. Now, in the chapter and in the verse I'm calling our attention to, we have these words, "Neither by the blood of bulls and of calves, but by his own blood," very costly. In the sacrifices and offerings of the Old Testament, it cost the blood of a little lamb or an ox or a heifer, but in the New Testament, it cost the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Word of God says, "For as much as ye know, ye were not redeemed with such corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without spot, a lamb without blemish." In the Old Testament, every lamb had to be without spot. It had to be without a blemish. When our Savior came, he is called the Lamb without spot and without blemish. That Savior lived for 33 years in this life, and he did no sin, and he knew no sin, and in him was no sin. That's why he could go to the cross of Calvary and bear our sins in his own body on the tree. This verse repeats, "He went by his own blood, entered once into the holy place." This is what he purchased, having obtained eternal redemption for us. In the Old Testament, it was temporal covering and redemption. In the New Testament, it's eternal redemption for us. There are three eternal things mentioned in this chapter. One is eternal redemption in verse 12. The other is the eternal spirit in verse 14. And in verse 15, it's the eternal inheritance. Now, in this life, many a man and woman have been left an inheritance. And after a period of time, they lost it in one way or another. But this is an eternal inheritance. Then the Word of God tells us, "It's reserved in heaven for you that are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation." Now may God stamp indelibly on our hearts and minds the importance of the precious redeeming blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 22 of this chapter, he tells us, "Almost all things are by the law purchased with blood." That covered a period of the Old Testament. Then he added this, "Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission, there is no forgiveness." But we thank God today for the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross. Our Savior said, "This is my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sin." When our Savior came to this earth, he was offered as a sacrifice for sin. And the Word of God tells us that his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. When men and women are hearing the story of God's love, they're always pointed to the cross of Calvary. That's where the Savior went when he died for sin. And that's where he was, where the Lord laid on him the sins of us all. When he died on Calvary's cross, it was to satisfy the claims of God about your sins and mine. Now, beloved friends, since that time, through Christ has been preached the forgiveness of sins. And this is the way it's obtained. "And by him all that believe are justified from all things which they could not be justified by the law of Moses." This is God's way of reaching men and women through the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God holds out his Son at this time. "If you'll have the Son," then he says, "he that hath the Son hath life." And then he said, "He that hath not the Son hath not life." You take him today. There's life in Christ. There's life in a look at the crucified one. Look now to Jesus, and thou shalt be saved.